It's a good thing that the end of semester talent show at Music and Art Academy is followed by the end of the semester. First, there was the stress of wondering how I was going to pull off playing the only song I could really play on the piano without being discovered as the fake I was. Then came the excitement of spontaneously figuring out on stage that while I was a fake as a musician, I was actually a natural at comedy. I needed a break. Ah! Not that kind of break! A chance to reevaluate my life, preferably while lying on a beach and drinking something with a miniature umbrella sticking out of it. Ah. They ran out of tiny umbrellas. I got my wish in the form of a one-week family vacation to the Florida Keys, although it wasn't quite as relaxing as I would have liked, because A, Florida is one of the weirdest places in the world. It's basically a swamp, but people decided to live there anyway, even though there are insects the size of Volkswagen Beetles, and some of them have been elected to public office.
Four more legs! Four more legs! Four more legs! Four more legs!
Also, the hot, swampy weather seems to make people go bat guano insane and do really deranged things. I even found a website devoted to this phenomenon called FloridaOrGermany.com, where they tell you about all these nutty and super disturbing news items, and you have to guess whether they happen in Florida or Germany. Like, man running across freeway holding bucket of worms attacked by man running across freeway holding bucket of fishing rods. Or, city water commissioner found guilty of pooping in reservoir. I got pretty good at guessing, actually. As a general rule, the ones that seem like they're probably caused by extreme sunstroke are Florida. And the ones that are so creepy they're beyond anything sunstroke could ever make you do are Germany. B. Reading up on all the Florida weirdness made me jumpy and suspicious. So that even when we were just sitting at a restaurant or lying on the beach, I kept looking at everybody. The waiter, the guys riding on super loud wave runners, the other vacationing families, and expecting them to start acting like lunatics, which never actually happened. I did get to swim a lot and eat some excellent seafood, including lots of local dolphin, which is a fish, not a smarter-than-us, able-to-read-at-an-eighth-grade level mammal. And if you are asking yourself why Floridians have chosen to name their sandwich fish the same name as the most beloved aquatic creature of all time, then you have not been paying attention to what I've been saying about Florida. A typical Florida meal includes key lime pie, alligator bites, and the Cuban sandwich. Hola! I'm actually surprised they didn't also have a dish called human eyeballs that is actually a green salad, or a dish called mountain of puke that is actually French fries.
Human eyeball salad is rich in vitamin C.
But the main thing that prevented Florida from being relaxing was C, my big sister Lisa's decision on the first day of the trip to tell my parents that her thoughts about college were evolving.